hand luggage allowed on any planes into the
mainland. Airports have changed fundamentally in recent years with the introduction of ever more stringent security measures to stop attacks on planes and on the ground. But what if you could stop potential assailants before they struck, before any crime was committed, without any evidence other than a flicker of an eyelid or a momentary grimace which betrayed some hostile intent? America's Department of Homeland Security is working on that very proposal as we speak.
The idea of Project Hostile Intent is to provide technology and automation to assist screeners in identifying people with current or future hostile intentions.
Larry Orlusky is a spokesman for the Department of Homeland Security. They want to place automatic sensors in airports and other public areas to pick out potential attackers before they strike.
While screening technologies such as biometrics and checking terrorist watch lists identify people who are known, you need a method to identify unknown terrorists, people who have that hostile intent, but we don't know who they are. We haven't pre-identified them. This type of technology will assist in identifying the unknown terrorist.
Predicting crimes before they happen sounds a lot like the plot of the Steven Spielberg sci-fi thriller Minority Report. There, Tom Cruise and the Department of Pre-Crime used mysterious psychics to find murderers before they murdered. It might have made for a good movie, but can technology really be used to spot hostile intent?
What we can see on the screen in front of us is we have a video of a range of people showing different kinds of expressions. And when
in his offices at Queen Mary University of London, Professor Peter McCowan demonstrates the software he and his students have been working on, which enable computers to read the human face.
They then move into one of these expressions, for example, anger, disgust or fear. And the system down here is showing how the computer program is actually classifying the expression that it's seeing.
But how can you detect rogue intentions? Professor McCowan says every good gambler knows the answer.
The sorts of things that they're potentially looking for are something called micro-expressions. So micro-expressions occur, for example, in gamblers at the table. They're so-called tells. So somebody will be trying to keep a poker face, basically a neutral expression, but somehow the internal emotion creeps onto their face in a subconscious way. For example, it could be a wrinkling of the eyebrows or a kind of screwing up of the nose or so on. These things happen very, very rapidly and very quickly. And yet these micro-expressions may give you a way of having a slightly improved chance of being able to guess what's in the mind of your potential terrorist.
But even if the detection systems can be built to spot these micro-expressions in airport queues and other public spaces, can we trust them and should we use them? Jay Stanley of the American Civil Liberties Union says no.
You know, I think that this is another sign that the Homeland Security Department in the U.S. has taken the wrong road when it comes to security and trying to protect against terrorism. We've seen in all too many cases that they take an approach of trying to turn everybody into a suspect and to create these sort of dragnet systems that try and sort through the entire population to try and identify that one in a billion terrorist, rather than good old-fashioned law enforcement and intelligence techniques which go after evidence, known evidence, and known suspects.
The people behind Project Hostile Intent want to have a prototype ready by 2010. If the technology is deemed to work, the system could be rolled out across the United States soon after that date. Backers of the project say it could give security officials a vital new tool in their arsenal. Critics believe the Department of Homeland Security shouldn't be wasting resources on schemes that smack of Spielberg.